there. I have a special announcement. From May 22nd through May 28th, I'm rerunning my most popular episodes of Your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness, all of which are what I call foundational basics. And I understand that we need to hear what I speak about more than a few times until it really starts to sink in. And be forewarned, these are from almost 5 years ago when I first began. So I may sound a bit different than I do now. I know I feel a lot different than I did back then. So I hope you enjoy these. And then next week, you're going to find out all about something new I'm cooking up here in Colorado, just outside of Aspen. How's that for a little name dropping? In the meantime, this is your last chance to enroll in Eckhart Tolle's all-new 4-month-long immersive program for his very popular online course, The Spiritual Guide to Conscious Manifestation, where you're going to discover your true creative powers and fulfill your highest purpose. It begins with a 4-day online retreat, May 30th through June 2nd, and you can still access his free mini video series or enroll in his program at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/Eckhart Tolle, all one word, or click on the links below in the podcast. Now on for today's episode. Well, hello again, sweet honey pie. Today is part two in my 5-part series on intentional manifestation and understanding what the rocket fuel is to manifesting what you want in your life. And this was inspired by an interview I saw between Oprah Winfrey and Gary Zuvak, in addition to Eckhart Tolle's this year's Conscious Manifestation 2021 course that he puts on every year because it's such a popular course. And I have to say, I opted into his 5-part mini series. And when I saw it, I'm like, oh my God, we got to talk about this in Your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness. And my intention is to, today we're going to talk about the obstacles to intentional manifestation. And it's based on part one of Eckhart Tolle's free 5-part miniseries he's got going on, which I highly recommend you watch because they're short, like 7 to 10 minute videos tops, but just listening to his voice, being with his presence, really getting what he's saying is super helpful because this is what law of attraction and setting intentions misses like the missing piece and understanding about the power of the presence within you. And I'm going to put into context, you know, what level of consciousness is he talking about so that you have another kind of point of reference that the energy required to manifest what you want is measurable. And that's what our topic is about today. But before I get ahead of myself, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host of the podcast TrumpeterOfTruthRadio.com and my YouTube channel that's TrumpeterOfTruthTV.com. And this is the place for what I call foundational basics for raising your level of consciousness and building a better life. And my intention is to do this, I support this intention by putting into context where true power and truth exist based on Dr. David R. Hawkins' map of consciousness, which is a proven energy scale for actualizing your ultimate human potential. So today, I was listening to Eckhart Tolle's free 5-part miniseries about conscious manifestation. That's the name of his course. And the first part of it talks about obstacles. Like, what's the number one obstacle to intentional manifestation? And I mentioned this yesterday. It's lack. And you've heard about this, I'm sure, if you're a follower of the law of attraction. Whatever you intend to manifest or want in your life, the opposite of that is also present. So let's put into context what lack is and what wantingness is, as opposed to love and appreciating something. So we all love and appreciate money and financial resources in abundance. Love and appreciation calibrates at 500 in the map of consciousness and above. I think appreciation and gratitude are like 540. So that's rocket fuel for manifestation, to love and appreciate something. Wanting, desiring, not having enough of something, coming from the consciousness of lack, calibrates at, let me just look it up, I think it's 125 on the map of consciousness. So the misunderstanding could be that it's perfectly okay to want what you want. And the law of attraction, what's their names? Esther and Jerry Hicks wrote, ask and it is given. Jesus Christ said, ask and it is given. So the misunderstanding is you're asking for what you want from a place of lower consciousness. So what's recognized is that even if it's intentional, we talked about intention yesterday, intention is a powerful level of consciousness at 310 on the map of consciousness. But if you use that powerful consciousness to fuel lack, you're going to get the opposite of what you want because you're holding the vibration of lack more powerfully. And you're telling the universe, I intend to be full of lack still because I desire and want and crave this. So let's talk about the level of consciousness of desire real quickly, because it's below 200. Anything below 200 on the map of consciousness is downward pulling, negatively oriented, destructive energy. It's not a judgment. It's an impersonal attractor field. It's part of consciousness to provide contrast so that we can experience different levels of consciousness. As infinite beings, we want the whole mix. When you're you're an eternal infinite being living in love consciousness outside of the body, you come into the body to experience the vast contrast. And, Esther and Jerry Hicks have always said this, and I appreciate that myself, as does Conversations with God talks about the contrast. Like, this is fun for God. I mean, God's like, hey, I can't be ever, I can't be love consciousness all the time. I need to mix it up because we're here for eternity in a day. And he mixes it all up through the vehicles of each one of us. We're all God-godding at some level or another. So you need to understand that there's this lower level of consciousness known as desire. And in desire, the energies running are this cravingness and enslavement, because you can't get what you want and you keep trying and trying and you're like, get it. Disappointment, you've got to let go of. The energy here is also disappointment. So you're constantly denied what you want. You can't get what you want. Others are getting what they want. The problem is you're holding on to this level of consciousness that likely comes from decades of suppressed and repressed emotions. This is where it's created. You have this, Abraham and the teachings of Abraham talk about beating the drum of lack. This is beating the drum of disappointment, beating the drum of wanting and wanting and wanting. It's an experience of wanting and wanting and wanting what you want, but never getting it, which some spirit, God comes into this world to experience this intentionally as a contrast to who you really are. It's just, it provides contrast to who you really are. And the opportunity is to let go of the disappointment and the unworthiness that's running within you in order to step into the higher level of consciousness where intentional manifestation can happen and not give you the opposite of what you want. So Eckhart's talking about the number one block to conscious manifestation is this lack. So I wanted to put into context what lack is, and the level of consciousness of desire is super low. So the recommendation from what I would have from you understanding consciousness is, first of all, you got to learn how to let go of this disappointment and anger and resentment that's going to start creeping up on you if you don't get what you want. And that can be a challenge until you realize it's like this, it's just a process. And I've done a whole video, I'll mention again, I'll provide the link to how to let go below this, how to let go of anything in general that's of lower consciousness, as well as how to let go of anger, which I did recently. It's really, because it's going to lead to anger eventually. When you let go of desire and wantingness, the next level up would be anger, which is a good sign that you're really getting, you're like, hey, enough of this already. I'm doing my best and I'm tired of it. So you got to learn how to let go of the anger of it all when you're creating the opposite of what you want and not what you are intentionally care to manifest. So I want you to listen to Eckhart Tolle's video, because his presence and what he's saying is of higher consciousness for sure. And he has a different way about him than I do, and a different way of presenting it. I just wanted to put it into context for you viewers and listeners that are interested in the map of consciousness. Like, this is a proven energy scale. This is the energy you're dealing with in lack. There's no power there. You cannot create there. You have to let it go, or you're going to continue to be disappointed and angry and bitter, right? Which is no good for any part of you, your body, or anyone around you. It will affect your body too, by the way. Resentment turns into cancer. That's what Louise Hay has found in her book, You Can Heal Your Life. Resentment is the energy that creates cancer. We don't want that in our lives. So what you're going to find from Eckhart is that his teachings are really about the power of the present moment living. Stop living in the past. Stop projecting yourself out into the future, and be present with the process of manifesting, enjoying the process, loving the process. Okay. Enjoyment is of higher consciousness. The energy of optimism, progress, lovingness, appreciation. This is rocket fuel for manifesting what you want. And this, when you put it into context is why you want to do what you love. When you're doing what you're loving to do, the fuel is love consciousness of 500 above, super friggin' powerful. You're loving what you're doing. You're appreciating what you're doing. You have optimism, hopefulness, faithfulness, understanding. These energies are what you want to be putting in the mix. This is the cocktail of true higher consciousness manifestation of what you want. And so Eckhart's going to talk more deeply about the power of present moment living, which I haven't spent a lot of time, but I've experienced it. I've done a lot of inner work to remove blocks. And there's so many times where you can be in the present moment and you can feel it. And you'll get it, and you start to become the present moment person. But it takes some inner work to do that. So I also wanted to mention, he talks about the ego will creep in. And the ego can't help but creep in for most of us, because 85% of the planet, or mass consciousness, is of lower consciousness, which is the lower mind. This is the narcissistic core of the ego, which Dr. Hawkins calls it that. I love that. We all got the narcissistic core of the ego running, which you do not want to demonize at all. It's a part of life. You just have to recognize it. And when Eckhart was talking about the ego creeping in, it kind of made me laugh because it's like a child. It's like the inner child wants what it wants. And you got to wake up and notice, oh, yeah, you have to mature. Is really the energy of maturity needs to step in and say, okay, inner child, no, I know what you want. And I think it's funny. And I love that you love that. But we're going to do it consciously, intentionally. We're going to fuel this intention with love and appreciation, hopefulness. These are good things to fuel your intention with. And notice when the ego steps in. The minute disappointment comes in, that's the ego. You're like, oh, I see you. And that's an opportunity for you to let go of the disappointment. And I usually will say, I'll just bring it to my awareness. I'm like, I see this disappointment creeping in here. And I'll say out loud, I'm willing to let go of this disappointment and enjoy the process, enjoy the journey, right? So the fullness, this is a quote from Eckhart, the fullness of the process. And I can assure you, when you start to let go of these lower levels, and I've been doing it for a while, the process will be enjoyable. The outcome won't even matter anymore because you're just enjoying every day, every moment. And you'll still have that little thing creep in there. It wants the end result now, right? That's the ego. The lower mind wants the end result now. I want to consciously manifest now. That demanding, that's a demanding kind of scornful energy, ain't going to do it. So you got to recognize it. Oh, okay. And then like be willing to forgive yourself for having it and be willing to let it go. So I'll be sharing links to Eckhart Tolle's free 5-part miniseries on conscious manifestation, which is an introduction to this year's 2021 conscious manifestation course, which comes around every year because it's such a popular course. And I finally watched this free mini series. I'm like, oh my God, I could watch that over and over again because I'm really starting to get it. So there'll be links to that in the notes of the podcast. You can find links to that as well as to Eckhart's course that comes up on June 28th, 2021. And then if you miss those opportunities, there'll be an opportunity to get on our mailing list so that I can send you other Eckhart Tolle stuff and share things on manifestation that I'm creating because it's such an important aspect to life. And you can kind of stay in touch that way. And then when Eckhart Tolle's course comes around again, you can be sure to find out about that again. But I highly recommend the free 5-part mini series, and then the links to his course you'll find below, and some other links that I shared from yesterday's part one. Tomorrow is part 3, and we're going to talk about creating from presence. This is really Eckhart's, one of his strong suits, The Power of Now. Of course, his book has sold millions of copies. It's all about being present in the present moment. So we're going to talk about that one in tomorrow's video. I'll see you then. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast. Or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.